Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of C3SYD Podcast. I'm your host Jackson, and I'm joined here today by the very special Dr. Katie Haldane. We're jumping into the word part of this series, First Things First, where we're setting up our year with priorities and foundations. So why don't we jump into it? So, Katie, so good to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about you? What's a typical day in the life of Katie Haldane?
Now I'm finished my PhD, Woo-hoo. Which is great. After 3 years, I actually get to have a life.
Wait, so you're now a
I'm
doctor.
I'm Dr. Katie Haldane.
Dr. Katie, come on. Dr. Katie in the house.
Woo, I finally did it. So now I'm back into a different routine. My day in the life is now just getting up, praying, reading my word.
Beautiful.
It's so beautiful. I mean, throughout my PhD, I read my word as my devotional because I wanted to make sure it wasn't a textbook.
Yes.
So just maintaining that beautiful devotional time with God.
Yep.
And then I am a walking freak, so I will walk to the city. I'm a city girl. And throughout my PhD, I've now become a bit of a gym junkie.
Oh, come on.
It's not good. But I actually love going to the gym.
Awesome.
So I train now twice to three times a week.
What's your kind of workout plan?
Oh, I'm a grid girl.
Okay.
Because I get bored really quickly. Yeah, yeah. So if someone says do 50 of those, I'm like, nah, I'm over it after six.
Yes.
But the grid classes keep me going.
Yes.
And throughout my PhD, it just got my adrenaline out. Mm. I could think clearly.
Yep.
I absolutely loved it. So I'm going to maintain that. My word, my prayer, and my health.
Yes.
Keeping my health a priority this year.
Totally. Totally. Because God wants us to honor the temple of our body, of the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is our body. So, Katie, why don't you tell us a little bit about why the Bible matters? Like this topic that we're in right now, First Things First, we're talking about the Word, and the Word is the Bible, right?
Yep.
So why does it matter for us to actually be reading the Bible and bringing this into a priority that we bring into our day-to-day life?
It's so good. I think the thing about setting it first is because something is going to shape us.
Mm.
Some voice is going to shape us, whether it's the news. Yep. I fell into a really bad habit during COVID where I would read the news first.
Oh, yeah.
And it shaped my day. Yep. I was scared. I was obsessing over things. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, the finances are crashing. Oh, my gosh. Yep. And so my mindset was established by what I was putting in first.
Yep.
So I am the big believer that if the Word of God is first and a priority, it's so important that God's voice in God's Word is shaping us and forming us.
Wow.
I mean, we're going to adhere to the loudest voice.
Yes.
The one that's telling us and screaming at us.
Yeah.
So for me, my priority, having an analytical brain as well, is just to make sure that this is the highest priority, that God's voice is shaping me, that when the Word of God says peace, it's okay. I can read the news and understand what's happening in society, but it's giving me a foundation of peace. And I think the Word of God has to be our foundation.
Yeah.
Because that, like I said, there's so many other voices. So I mean, Instagram and TikTok and, you know, the youth on TikTok having all of those voices, the Word of God has to be the highest priority.
Yeah. Cutting through all of that.
Because you don't realize when you are reading things or listening to things or watching other voices. And I'm not saying discount all of that and be a hermit and you know, go into monk-like community. But I am saying that when you are listening to that, especially in the first thing in the morning, I don't know, it gets in me.
And it
forms me and it's shaping me. So for me, the Bible has to be what shapes us, what forms us, what is our foundation.
It definitely sets the tone for the day.
Yeah.
I felt like sometimes I jump into the news and, you know, what happened around just before Christmas, it just really sets the tone of like, you know, how you're going into the day, how you're going into the end of the year. And now we're in a new year.
Yeah.
It's setting the tone. So like, what is the tone of what you're consuming? I like to think of the thought of, you are what you eat. You are what you're consuming, right?
Absolutely.
So like if we're consuming news or even social media or, you know, I like to call it brain rot, things that doom scrolling, and that stuff's designed to just keep you there and keep you attached, not putting your mind on things that are higher.
No.
So, yeah, there is an importance in the Bible.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why it needs to be first, like you're saying, loudest voice.
And I think, too, we've got to remember that God's voice is creating order. It's putting things in place.
Ooh,
and so when I kind of read the Word of God, I imagine that created order moment in Genesis where it's forming and changing and shifting things out of order and putting it into right alignment. It's got that beautiful life. It's funny, like last year, as we're saying through the Bondi issue, you know, thing that happened, I was just planted in front of the cam in the news, just watching the television, watching the television, watching the television. And I realized that during the day I was angry and I was aggressive and I was like panicking.
Oh my gosh.
I just think the power of words shaping us, it needs to be the word of God.
Yeah, removing fear and bringing peace.
So I went back to the word of God and was just in Psalms and just washing peace and washing God's word and almost disconnecting from anxiety and fear and just allowing that beautiful source of life and hope and joy.
But so like on a daily basis, it's doing that. And what's it doing to us even internally?
It's like literally fashioning us into the image of Christ.
Yeah, wow.
I imagine the word of God like Michelangelo with David, literally just chipping things out. And that's a lifelong project. David, you know, Michelangelo didn't just make it happen in one day.
I know.
I do think sometimes people read the word of God and go, oh, I didn't feel anything. And it's like, no, it's not about that. It's a bit like going to the gym.
Yeah.
Why didn't I lose weight in the first week? No, it takes time. And I do think as we are being fashioned and transformed by the word of God daily, it's chipping things away that aren't like Christ.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, you can read the Bible on one day and God will speak to you about, hey, that attitude's not working. Then a year later you read that same scripture and there's something else that God's speaking. I love that moment where it's like, wait, I've read that scripture so many times. Yes. You've never said that. And then all of a sudden, so I do think it's this beautiful lifestyle of being in the Word of God, being fashioned, so that when we stand before Him at the end, we're not only going to just see Him in His glory, but we're going to look like Him. Imagine standing before Jesus and going, oh man, I don't know. We're actually going to be fashioned into the image of Christ. And I love that.
And we'll know Him.
We'll know Him.
I feel like there's been a couple of books in my life where I've just read it once and put it down and then been like, oh, okay, cool. I read that story. Like as a church, why is it important for us to have a strong emphasis on the Bible or just, you know, a Christian or a believer? Why is it important for us to have the Bible rather than just, okay, I got this, let's go?
I think the thing about the Bible is it's not a discipline that you tick off. Hey, I read that and I'm done. I think the thing about the Word of God is you are falling in love with God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I got saved at 5, so I'm a long time into my Christian journey.
Yep.
And I read this Bible and fall in love with a new facet of God or a new facet of Christ.
Yeah.
So I think it's more than just rules and regulations. It's more than just memory verses.
Yeah.
It's more than just knowing the scripture. It's knowing the God of the scripture.
Yeah, wow.
It's knowing Christ.
Yeah, the author.
The author saying, look, when I'm reading this, imagine if I wrote a book and it had everything about me in it. And you read it and went, yeah, I know Katie. Well, no, you're not going to. We get to know Him as we journey with Him through this
book. It's a companion of our journey.
Absolutely.
It's not just a standalone, read it once. Here's a user manual for life. Done.
Imagine, I mean, remember what we read as youth.
Yeah.
I mean, God loved the youth.
Yeah.
But when I was reading the Word of God as a youth, a young person, it was a different book.
Yeah, totally.
Now I'm reading it as kind of an older person going through different journeys.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the Word of God. It is applicable to every life, every journey, everything that we're doing. But also it's a lifelong journey of reading this Bible. And we can't just say, yep, I did that, or I did Bible in a year, tick, I've done it.
Yeah.
You're missing out on revelation and knowledge of God and Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
That you wouldn't have had if you just keep going. I fall in love with Jesus over and over again when I read the Gospels over and over and over again. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that you did it like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like, Jesse was preaching on the weekend and he was saying about the shepherds and he was saying how the shepherds were shut out of the temple.
Yeah.
But God took the temple, almost the presence of God, to the shepherds in the field. And I'm like, I did not know that.
Yeah, wow.
We're continuously learning, continuously learning about the nature of God. And this is the book that really teaches us that.
Yeah. There's just lots in there that we can find challenging to read, but also just kind of countercultural.
Yeah,
what's a good approach to kind of like start to even just begin to reading the Word?
I think when you're starting reading the Word, start with the Gospels.
Yeah. Cool.
But first and foremost, because you're finding out about Jesus.
And that's Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Yeah.
And just sit in them. There's going to be some repetition because there's four accounts.
Yeah.
But when you sit in them and just fall in love with Jesus and what he's about, you're learning about not just what he said, but how he did, how did he do things? We are Christians, literal Christ followers. That's what we are.
Yeah.
So we need to know how Christ did things on the earth.
Yeah.
So for me, I would say first and foremost, start with the Gospels. Mm-hmm. Then I would probably jump into Acts because we're Pentecostals and we love that Acts 2 moment. But also it shows that it's not just about my relationship with me and Christ, but it's about the church.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
okay.
what it looks like to be in community.
Yeah.
So that would be my not negotiable starting points.
Yep.
Then I would really just jump into New Testament Ephesians and these letters that are just going to build good sound doctrine. Because what you're doing when you're reading the Bible is you are learning a different language. You're learning a different culture, you know. And sometimes, like we said, this culture can be a culture clash to us.
Yeah.
But you're learning about kingdom principles. You're learning about, now I'm saved, how do I act in the kingdom?
Yeah.
Oh, this is how Christ acted when he was on. Oh, this is how the disciples acted. So you've got these almost platform templates to follow, people to follow, models to follow.
Wow.
But I would say New Testament. And then Old Testament is really just understanding the culture of God and all of those beautiful things, Yahweh and all the beautiful essence of our ancestry.
Yeah, and giving the prelude to the New Testament, the whole picture, the whole story. Yeah. It's a lot to unpack. There's 66 books.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to kind of pick. But starting with the Gospels.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. And don't think of it as I've got to get through it in a year. This is a lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sit in a book until I'm finished that book.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting in it and I will repeat and go, oh, you know what, I feel like a little bit of war right now. I'm going to go to 1 and 2 Kings. I kind of get this, oh, you know what, right now I'm in this really prophetic, I just need a really prophetic voice. Yeah. And so I'm in Isaiah and I'm just sitting in Isaiah and just going through it. So don't think, oh my gosh, I've got 66 books to get through in a year.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime of just journeying through this beautiful book just loving it.
And coming back to it at different points, like we were saying before, I think one of the beautiful parts about the living nature of the Word of God is that it speaks to you in different seasons and different moments. And sometimes it's just a word to kind of go into your unconscious self, but it'll come back up like 6 months later and you're like, oh, that's that. And that's, and I need to apply this here.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, we're starting all these things at the start of the year, like getting in like a healthy habit of reading. Yeah. It's not about
or even listening, Jacko.
Yes.
Like
I'm big audible.
Audible.
Yeah.
So if sitting down like a mum with 5 kids, that's not gonna happen.
Totally.
So what does that look like for you in every season?
Yeah.
In a season of kids, maybe it is just having, you know, a good book, audible Bible, just somehow that you can just let it wash over you. Just let that Word of God be over you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would encourage people in the car.
Yep. Yes. You know,
taking the kids to school,
radio.
Turn off the radio and just have the Word of God over you. Just beautifully just. And the thing about the Word of God is I'm learning it's a vitamin that is slow release.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Do you mean it's not like a Barocca that's a instant thing.
Yeah.
When you take a vitamin, it's doing more in you under the surface so that when you need to run, you can run.
Yeah.
And I think with the Word of God, don't expect a Barocca hit every time. It's actually going to be a vitamin at times that you are just going to have it washing over you. It's going to do more in you to transform you.
Yeah.
But then when you need that energy boost, it's going to be there. So I think the thing about it is however you get it into you, get it into you.
That's sustained.
Audible.
Yeah.
Reading it.
Yeah.
You know, however it works for you in the season.
Even video. There's lots of like people out there creating content that is, visual.
Absolutely.
Dissecting the Bible.
Bible Project. I mean, they would say read it with the Bible, but just anything that is going to allow the Word of God.
Yeah.
I've been listening to just audio Bible and the guy who is doing it sounds like Jim Cavell off The Passion. It might be him, I don't know.
Wow.
But it's just a really good voice for me and I love it. I love it. So
no, it's awesome. What do you think in terms of like some, you know, people have the challenges of they start well.
Yeah.
You know, get through Jan and then Feb and then the busyness of the year. What do you have any advice for someone that might fall off or feel like
totally.
You know, for me it's like the size of it is intimidating.
It is,
So
welcome to humanity. We've all done it.
Yeah.
It's life gets busy. Yeah. And I think the thing that we need to know in those seasons is life gets busy and God's not, oh, well, you, no. Don't get Bible guilt. Just jump back in. We're all doing our best to keep this in our world.
So it's a known thing. Like you just, Dr. Katie said Bible guilt. It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing. And then you don't read it because you're like, I missed out on my, Bible in a year plan that pushes you through and I didn't get through it. And it's like, no, this is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So jump back in whenever you can. Yeah. But also be careful not to take on somebody else's schedule. Like, I know Pastor Al, I don't know his schedule, but reads his Bible for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to be practical for me. So find out the space and time that's practical for you and then run with it. If you drop it for a month, great, just pick it back up. I think unattainable routine in the beginning won't work.
Yeah.
Make sure that your routine is achievable.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need an elephant in one bite.
Just take your time. Hey, I can read 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When I'm, when I was working, I would drive to work early, sit in the car for 30 minutes Chatswood and just read the Bible and I loved it, had my thing, and then I went to work because it really was the only time at that stage that I could do it.
That you could.
I literally sat in the car, read the Bible, 10 minutes sometimes. Sometimes I'd forget and I'd had to set a clock because I was like, I have to go to work. But just whatever works for you. There's no set way or time.
Yeah.
Just whatever works for you.
Yeah. And I guess in the morning, if you can,
it's great.
It's one of those things
because it does set your mindset. But if you're not doing that, don't panic.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Get it throughout the day or even at night. Some people reset at night.
Yeah.
Some people are better at night. I am not a night person because I just fall asleep.
Totally. So can't read it.
I cannot
after
read
eight.
In bed or like I wake up with the Bible on my head. So I think whatever works best for you.
Yeah.
Don't just rely on preaching on Sunday because that's like relying on takeaway McDonald's and you're not going to have the nutrients.
Yeah.
You won't have the muscle to chew the word of God if you are being fed like a bird every Sunday.
Yes.
So that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You need a muscle that I am reading it, culture shock. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We've all had that. We've all read it and gone, what is that? Why is that in the Bible? And how do I wrestle with this in Christianity?
Yeah.
That muscle has to be grown and used in your life.
Yeah.
So having a preacher feed it to you. I love Joyce Meyer, but having Joyce Meyer chew your food and give it to you every week, that's not reading the Word of God.
It's not growing in maturity.
It's not growing in maturity. Yeah. Yeah. You're having somebody chew your food and give it to you.
Yeah.
I think for me it's really important that when you are maturing in Christ, baby Christians, absolutely, that's fine, but when you're maturing in Christ, learn to chew the Word of God yourself. Have a culture shock moment where you have to go to a commentary and go, what is this in my Bible? Have those moments. And that's okay if you do have those moments. We've all had
them. They're going to come up,
especially with the Old Testament. I'm like, what?
Yep.
It's not our culture. It's a culture that's very distinct and different from our culture.
Yeah.
Allow it to have its own culture. Don't go, well, how dare the Bible say that? Mm. It's set in a time and place and culture. Allow it to have that culture.
Yeah.
But wrestle with that culture.
Yeah.
Wrestle with the scriptures that said, women must be silent in the church. Wrestle with those. Yeah. Don't avoid them or disregard Christianity because you didn't.
Totally.
One girl said to me once, I just won't read Paul because I don't him. And I'm like, that's immature.
Yeah.
Wrestle with it. Engage with it. Because let me tell you, the olive that is pressed gets the most beautiful olive oil.
Yeah, wow.
And I feel like sometimes with the Word of God, press it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep
really
leaning in.
Keep chewing into it. Keep leaning into it. Don't freak out.
Mm.
Lean into that culture shock. And that's when you get the most beautiful oil.
Yeah.
That's when you get the most beautiful revelation. So that would be my encouragement.
No, that's good. And I've on that, I've also added community to that.
Absolutely.
I think it's also important to kind of talk
godly
to people.
Counsel.
Yeah, just being like, hey, I'm thinking this. Is this, are you picking up what I'm reading here? Or just
that,
to kind of run it up, like, because iron sharpens iron, right?
Absolutely.
And where I've kind of, had crucial conversations about what I'm reading, they've actually helped shape some of the more deeper foundational stuff.
Yeah, so true.
It's like we can't just do this, read the Bible and God alone. We need to do it in community.
No. And the thing is, no question is a bad question.
Yeah. Yeah,
people
no, totally.
Are like, oh my gosh, I can't say that.
Yeah.
We've all thought it. We've all had that question. Yeah. So when you're in connect group, when you're in community, that's the value of the church. And that's why I think gospels are great, but that Acts account where they're wrestling with their doctrine, they're wrestling with the understanding. The early church is wrestling with what do we believe? Mm. And that's what we need to do, especially with not just new Christians, but all Christians, get in community and wrestle with it.
Yeah.
All of us need to have a sounding board where we're really, and let's be honest, the value of the Bible comes alive in community.
Yes.
I sit in Connect Group and, you know, I'm PhD level, not saying that, you know, so I know a little bit about the Bible. But I sit in Connect Group and I'm like, someone will be sharing and I'll be like, I've never seen it like that.
Wow.
That is so incredible. Yeah. Because revelation is a community thing.
Yeah.
It's not just me and God, the axis of the cross, like Mark Kelsey talks about.
Yeah.
That axis. But then there is that horizontal
people
where we're learning and growing together.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that, especially with the Word of God. There's some funky stuff in there that you can get some godly counsel on, and it'll just help you.
Wow, Katie, so much to unpack. This has been so insightful. If this has sparked any kind of curiosity, you want to know a bit more about what it means to read the Bible, or you're just setting up your year in this First Things First series, we would love you to head to c3syd.church to find a location near you where you can just come along, jump in, do this journey with us. So we can't wait to see you there.